Roger shoved the bishop ahead, driving him toward the back door, and then out into the night.
Prisoner has escaped! The Roman herd has escaped!
They ran to the back wall.
Go! Go!
Roger pushed him up the wall as he grabbed its top.
Brother Hoyt is in the shadows awaiting you. Run to him!
Roger got the bishop atop the wall. Rauman hesitated, looking back at him and reaching down to offer his hand.
Come!
But Roger shook his head and moved away.
Go! Go and be quick!
Roger turned and ran the other way.
There he is! I see him! This way!
Roger kept running, putting as much ground between himself and Brahman as he possibly could. He rushed about the front corner of the great building, only to turn about and scoot the other way after nearly running into a group of guards. He headed for the nearest wall, but had to turn again as another group appeared, angled to cut him off. He veered back to the other side, but those directly behind him were peeling wide that way, sealing him in.
Wait!
Roger held up his hands defensively.
Wait! I can't explain!
A soldier rushed in past the intruder's upraised arms, lifting his short sword as he came on. Roger felt an explosion of agony across his skull, and then he knew no more. As soon as word of the escape reached him in St. Precious, Marcalo di Anero knew exactly where to turn. He had known something was brewing, for his spies had watched Destu and Hoyt, and had quickly identified the other brothers who were in with the potentially traitorous pair. But the brazenness of their move, breaking Bishop Brauman out of the most secure prison in the city, surely surprised di Anero. He had thought that the monks had been planning their own escape from Palmares. Di Anero was out of the abbey in moments, and given the movements of those watched monks over the previous days, he had a fairly good idea of where to look. All the city was coming alive by then, with soldiers running about the streets and others riding hard to and fro. Di Anero ignored the clamor and moved into the shadows of an alleyway. He felt the beast rising within him, and he did not try to fight it. A great cat came out of that alleyway, speeding for the riverbank area where brothers Hoyt and Destu had been spotted two nights earlier. He knew that they would try to get Brahman out of the city as quickly as possible, across the river and on his way to St. Mirabel. Along the bank, the tiger slipped into the shadows and noted the approach of a small craft. The part of him that was still a reasoning being resisted the urge to leap out into the water and overtake the small boat. His caution was rewarded a few moments later when three forms came scrambling down the bank, two pulling the third along. They splashed into the water and toward the boat. The tiger leapt for the haggard form in the middle of the trio. Without the slightest hesitation, the other two, Hoyt and Destu, shifted to intercept, pushing Bishop Brauman away. The pair of younger monks lifted weapons to defend, but the were-tiger crashed in hard, sending all into the river.
Run on!
Bishop Brahman eyed the approaching boat, but hesitated, looking back at the pair. He was struggling wildly to keep the tiger engaged.
Make God fight! Get irrelevant!
Brahman staggered ahead, crashing against the boat, which started away before he had even managed to scramble aboard, one man grabbing him to hold him fast against the hull, the other working the oars furiously to get the craft out into the faster current. Bishop Brahman looked back to see one man, Hoyt, standing before the cat, a small sword flashing before him frantically. And then he was down, the tiger leaping atop him and bearing him beneath the dark water. The tiger leapt forth right after, hitting the river with a rush and swimming powerfully out toward the small boat. But they were in the currents now, being swept along more quickly than the cat could hope to swim. Brahman was free. But he felt trapped, surely, as he looked back at the river's western bank, as he imagined the waters running red with the blood of Hoyt and Destu. And he imagined the torn bodies of the two loyal men bobbing along. He thought of Roger, too, and knew the man had not escaped.
So many have died for me this night.
A large part of Bishop Brahman wanted just to let go of the boat and slide back into the water, letting the river take him. But another part would not let him dishonor the heroic sacrifices of the brave men who had rescued him. They had freed him because they knew that as a prisoner of King Adrian, he was unwittingly working against the cause of justice. A captured Brahmin was a mouthpiece for a usurper king. A freed Brahmin could speak against that impostor king and help rally men to the cause of Prince Mitalus. Brahmin knew all of that logically, and he hoped that if faced with a similar situation, he would have found it within himself to act as bravely as Roger and Hoyt and Destu and all the others had this night. But that didn't make their deaths hurt any less.